Serious traffic problems out there right now because of the weather. Triple Team Traffic. First is Ricky Meese.
We can literally say the drive is awash. It's all due to the water that we've had on the road. It has slowed the commute and also caused some problems with drivers. Had an accident northbound I-15 before 106 South. You're going to be stuck in delays from the point of the mountain northbound I-15 up to Midvale. But southbound I-15 just hammered from downtown to Draper. Southbound I-215's West Belt stacked up and slow between I-80 and 3500 South. Dave Meekum.
Heading southbound into Utah County right now. Not going to be a very good drive for you. Much like the rest of the Salt Lake Valley, the northern part of Utah County is all jammed up. Heading all the way over the point, down past SR 92 and Lehigh Main Street, you're going to be in delays there. As you're coming northbound, you've got delays approaching American Fork Main Street, up past Lehigh Main Street, and up past SR 92. That breaks up a little bit, but heading down the north side of the point into the Salt Lake Valley, you're going to get back into that northbound slowing. Mark?
It's been approaching about 27, 28 minutes KSL travel time between Salt Lake City and Farmington. Along the way, KSL traffic trooper Mark says he's going actually about 55 miles per hour traveling between North Salt Lake and Woods Cross, but there is trouble on the southbound side, just north of the north interchange, where an HOV lane is blocked due to some troubles. You have some delays there. Worst of the delays, Parrish Lane on up into Weber County, northbound I-15, and then southbound still slows Ogden down to Clearfield 650 North and even beyond. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.